Alberta passes Sovereignty Act as province looks to reset relationship with fence. By Chris Tomlinson on December 9, 2022. The Alberta Conservative government under Premier Danielle Smith has passed new legislation which could allow the province more sovereignty from the federal government led by left globalist Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The United Conservative Party, UCP, government passed the Sovereignty Act in the Alberta legislature this week at around 1 a.m. on Thursday with a vote of 27-7, with the opposition left-wing New Democrats, NDP, voting against the bill. Premier Smith, who introduced the bill and has argued for a more independent Alberta to counter the overreach of the Trudeau government, called for a reset in the province's relationship with the federal government in Ottawa, the CBC reports. "It's not like Ottawa is a national government," Smith said and added, "the way our country works is that we are a federation of sovereign, independent jurisdictions. They are one of those signatories to the Constitution and the rest of us, as signatories to the Constitution, have a right to exercise our sovereign powers in our own areas of jurisdiction." The bill was one of the core pillars of Smith's leadership campaign earlier this year when she ran to become the leader of the UCP, succeeding former Premier Jason Kenney. Following her leadership victory in October, Smith stated, "No longer will Alberta ask permission from Ottawa to be prosperous and free. We will not have our voices silenced or censored. We will not be told what we must put in our bodies in order that we may work or travel. We will not have our resources landlocked or our energy phased out of existence by virtue signaling prime ministers. Albertans, not Ottawa, will chart our own destiny on our terms, and will work with our fellow Canadians to build the most free and prosperous country on earth," she said. Smith has been very vocal on her opposition to prior mandates and restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic and called the unvaccinated the most discriminated against group that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, shortly after becoming premier. The Alberta leader later apologized to Albertans who were fined or arrested during the pandemic restrictions and said she hoped to purge databases used for vaccine passport QR codes. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.